This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, October 18, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. We'll have some sunshine later today, temperatures in the low 60s. Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon and Acting Director of Public Services Jamie Tocolo recently announced Newburyport is beginning a one-year pilot program exploring a new option to reduce the amount of micropollutants in the city's water supply. Salem's Palmer Cove will be getting just over $500,000 for park improvements. The Salem News reports that this money will be spent on a second basketball court, improved kayak launch area, new trees, a new playground, and a rain garden. Patrick Hogan recently visited Masconomet Regional High School to help ninth grade students foster a better understanding of inclusion, belonging, and facing adversity. Hogan, who has Friedreich's ataxia, FA, visited the school last week to speak about his experience with the disease. FA is a rare genetic disease that causes progressive damage to the nervous system and may result in movement problems, muscle weakness, speech problems, and more. Hogan explained how the disease affects his body, but added that he has pushed himself to compete in marathons and triathlons. He noted that much of his success has come from the help of others and stressed the importance of learning how to ask for help. He also urged students to view adversity they may face as a challenge that can be overcome. He explained that when we push ourselves, we can do more than we think. Hogan, a native of Lynn, and his family have established the Project Wheels Foundation to shed light on the disease. And the Daily Item in Lynn reports that the Lynn Public Schools and North Shore Community College are expanding student enrollment in the Early College Program. The program that allows high school students to earn college credits could expand from 75 students to 675 students by the end of the year. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. Maggie Sturgis of Masconomet Field Hockey scored 4 goals yesterday in her team's 6-1 win over Marblehead. She now has 100 career goals. Sturgis is continuing her scoring ways this school year, but this year's Masco team is much different from previous years.
A definitely different atmosphere this year for us. We graduated 15 seniors last year, so completely new team. A lot of underclassmen and a new coach. So we are completely brand new, and it's definitely different, but very excited and a lot of fresh faces and a lot of motivation behind it. So I'm, as a captain, it's a very exciting to watch such a new team come together and play so well.
Masco senior Maggie Sturgis. In other field hockey scores yesterday, Danvers shut out Saugus 6-0, Swampscott edging Beverly 2-1. Volleyball last night, Ipswich blanking Beverly 3-0. This is Tigers coach Stacy Sonke.
Yeah, this match is always fun for us. A lot of my kids know the girls from Beverly. They play club volleyball with them. So there's always a lot of, you know, build up and hype that comes around us playing Beverly. And they're always kind of gritty. They have some big swingers at the net. So it was really fun for us today. My kids played really well.
Ipswich volleyball coach Stacy Sonke. There will be plenty of high school football coverage this week on the website, so just keep checking back. That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.